back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Time for a little worldview watch, learning to discern the world around you with your faith. In this case, particularly thinking about what it means to be created beings, to live in a world of a creator who is bigger than what we see, especially when we're talking about things like evolutionary theory, survival of the fittest, and Nibiru. If you don't know what that is, you got to hold on a moment as Pastor Warren Worth is going to join us. Welcome, Pastor Worth. Oh, you know what?
Heather, how are you?
I put on the mic in the studio rather than the phone line. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm very curious. I've never heard about Nibiru before, so I'm going to learn something today.
Well, we'll all learn something new today. Nibiru, it sounds kind of spooky. I wonder, is this from Star Trek, or what is this all about? But apparently there's been excitement over the years about a proposed planet, a mythological planet, actually, but one that comes up from time to time in the news as people have hysteria about the end of the world. So we're going to kind of tie into what you were just talking about with Pastor Peter Ill, Mark 13, and that the end of the world is coming and our Lord is coming. You know, Jesus himself talks about in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And sometimes people's faith is shaken when they hear about these things in the news and wonder, does this have anything to do with what the Bible says? Is this Bible prophecy? Is this, or what is it? So there's a helpful article that you can find at answersingenesis.org. The article is written by Dr. Danny Faulkner, who is an astronomer, has his doctorate in astronomy, taught for many years at the University of South Carolina, and now works with Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. And he answers a question here about Nibiru. So I'm just going to read his article. What is Nibiru? From time to time, we get inquiries about Planet X, often called Nibiru. This rogue planet supposedly passes through the inner solar system once every few thousand years. People have claimed that each time Nibiru does this, it causes great calamity on the Earth and on other planets. Some people have linked these past calamities to biblical events, such as the flood. It is very tempting for many Christians to link predicted return visits of Nibiru to the inner solar system with end-time prophecies, such as Wormwood in Revelation chapter 8. Before getting too excited about all this, we ought to ask a few questions. What is Nibiru? Is it real? Is it something that we ought to be worried about? Interest in Nibiru has peaked several times, most recently in 2012, so there probably will be a resurgence once again. Indeed, there is a book out now claiming that Nibiru will pass close to Earth in October of 2017. At least one website is now calling for Nibiru's return next year, 2018. The origin of the belief in this hypothetical planet is a bit murky, but we can trace it. The word Nibiru comes from the ancient Akkadian language, meaning crossing, such as in fording a river. It also has a connotation of a transition point. It was with this meaning that Nibiru came to be used in Babylonian astronomy to refer to an equinox. They can have other meanings, such as a reference to the constellation Libra, which was the location of the autumnal equinox in the first millennium BC. Nibiru also can refer to locations in the sky in conjunction with certain stars or planets. Nibiru is associated with the Babylonian god Marduk, which in turn is identified with the planet Jupiter. Nibiru would have remained obscure in the modern world if not for Zechariah Sitkin, who lived between 1920 and the year 2010, a Russian-born American author. In his 1976 book, The Twelfth Planet, followed by six more volumes in his Earth Chronicles series, Sitkin claimed that thousands of years ago, extraterrestrials from the planet Nibiru established the Sumerian civilization. His hypothesized planet Nibiru has a very elongated orbit with a period of 3,600 years. Nibiru spends most of the time far from the sun, well beyond the orbit of Neptune, but it enters the inner solar system once each orbital period. Collisions with some of Nibiru's satellites and other catastrophes on earlier passes through the inner solar system created the Earth, Moon, the asteroid belt, and comets. Sitkin claimed that the history he revealed came from writings from Sumer and other ancient Mesopotamian civilizations. However, archaeologists and others who study the ancient Near East universally dismiss this. It is easy to identify elements of Emanuel Velikovsky's catastrophism and Eric von Däniken's alien astronaut thesis in Sitkin's work. The next step in development in the story of this hypothetical rogue planet came in 1995. Nancy Leader, founder of the website ZetaTalk.com, claims to have received messages from extraterrestrials from Zeta Reticuli system, a visual double star 39 light years away and consisting of two stars like the sun. In 1995, Leader announced that the Zetas, as she calls these extraterrestrials, warned her that in 2003, a large planet would pass very close to the Earth with devastating consequences that would destroy civilization. Of course, that date came and went without incident. Leader later explained that this date was a white lie to fool the establishment. She says that this planet X, as she calls it, is still coming, but she is unwilling to reveal the true date as of its approach. Leader says that the government is aware of the truth of all of this, but that the government covers this up. Leader's choice for the name of her hypothetical planet is unfortunate because more than a century ago, the astronomer Percival Lowell had chosen Planet X as the name of a possible planet lying beyond the orbit of Neptune. The search for this Planet X resulted in the discovery of Pluto. In the minds of many people, Planet X is equated with Pluto, so Leader's choice has led to confusion. While Leader never called her Planet X Nibiru, she announced on her website in 1996 that Planet X and the 12th planet are one and the same. Given the widespread knowledge of Sitkin's thesis, the title of his first book, and his choice of Nibiru for the name of his hypothetical planet, Leader clearly intended to equate her planet X with Sitkin's Nibiru. However, Sitkin strongly disagreed with this equation. For one thing, Sitkin dated the last pass of Nibiru into the inner solar system in 556 BC. With an orbital period of 3,600 years, Nibiru would not be due until about the AD 3000. However, with Leader's connection between her planet X and Sitkin's Nibiru, many other people began to equate the two. Therefore, many people now use the terms Nibiru and Planet X interchangeably. A few years ago, Nibiru came to be associated with the predicted end of the world on December 21st, 2012, supposedly indicated in the Mayan calendar. The kernel of this idea was the cycle of 5,126 years in the Mayan calendar. The Mayans believed that this world was created when the last cycle began. Mayan scholars generally think that the previous cycle began August 11, 3114 BC. If this date is correct, then that cycle ended on December 21st, 2012. By the mid-1970s, some New Agers had noticed the idea and taught that the world would end on this date. Scholars of the Mayan civilization universally dismissed this notion, arguing that no Mayan writings or traditions taught such a thing. Consequently, the Mayans would have accepted the start of a new cycle without much incident, but this did not matter to the true believers. Other odd ideas soon were tacked on to this nonsense. December 21 was the winter solstice that year. Due to an effect called precession of the equinoxes, the location of the equinoxes and the solstices slide along the ecliptic, that is the plane of the Earth's orbit, in a 25,800-year cycle. The winter solstice happened to cross the ecliptic plane in 2012. Some New Agers reasoned that this would place the winter solstice closest to the galactic center that year, so the alignment of the sun, winter solstice, and the galactic center on the same date that the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world was apocalyptic, and hence no coincidence. From all of this, it was not too difficult to throw in Nibiru, and with the suggestion that the rare alignment would need to Nibiru's pass into the inner solar system once more, causing an end to civilization. Clearly, none of this happened. Leader has made numerous claims over the years that Nibiru has entered the solar system and now can be glimpsed. Often it is on the other side of the sun and difficult but not impossible to see. Any object orbiting the sun on a very elongated orbit would spend very little time in the inner solar system, so if Nibiru had really entered the inner solar system, it would have departed that region within a year. Leader never explains what keeps the planet parked in that position for several years. Leader says that astronomers who have bothered to look at her predicted positions of Nibiru have found it. The ZetaTalk.com and other websites claim that Nibiru has been photographed many times. Most of these photos are fuzzy. Many of the supposed Nibiru images are lens flares. Other Nibiru images are sun dogs and other interactions with bright sunlight with thin clouds. Other photographs are so blurry that it is impossible to tell what they are. Anyone with any competence in taking photographs must know that these poor images, what many of these poor images are, so these photos are produced either by rank amateurs who have no idea of what they are doing, or they're taken by charlatans who know exactly what they're doing. Of course, there are many reports that NASA and other governmental and scientific agencies have taken photographs of Nibiru, but the powers that are hiding are hiding this from the public. So some of the supposed leaked photographs of Nibiru are astronomical objects that are intentionally misidentified. One of the common examples of this is V838 Monocerotis. In 2002, V838 Monocerotis underwent a still-not-understood eruption. Within months, Hubble Space Telescope photographs revealed a light echo, light reflected off nearby gas clouds. Nibiru fans have claimed that some of these photos are of Nibiru. Conclusion. While interest in Nibiru has waned since the end of 2012, it likely will be rekindled once again. There is no factual basis for belief in this mythical planet. Instead, it was entirely dreamed up in the fanciful realm inspired by alien astronauts, the catastrophism of Velasquez, and the New Age movement. Christians ought to avoid these things. Therefore, attempts to reinterpret Nibiru in terms of biblical prophecy are doomed to failure. And so in the time that remains, it's good for us to, again, remind our listeners that this is at answersingenesis.org, an article by Dr. Danny Faulkner about Nibiru, debunking this mythological planet that causes a lot of hysteria among some people. But we are not inclined to hysteria. You know, as you were saying with Pastor Ill before, we want to follow the words of our Lord Jesus, who says, stay awake, be ready all the time, for you don't know the day or the hour. But as we see signs in the world around us, wars, rumors of wars, and the like, we lift up our heads with joy, knowing that our redemption draws near. Jesus, our real Creator, our real Redeemer and Savior. Trust in Him.
My guest, Pastor Warren Worth, reminded us of the confidence we have in God's Word. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll see you on Monday.